Using the tools of democracy, there is an initiative underway to attempt to roll back history, starting with that vote in Crimea over the weekend. In 1954, Soviet premier and successor to dictator Joseph Stalin, Nikita Khrushchev, made the land called Crimea part of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic, a bit of a detail in those days, as both Ukraine and Crimea were then part of the Soviet Union. But when the Soviet Union dissolved in 1991, Crimea and its Russian majority population stayed with Ukraine. Now, is that map drawn by a Soviet leader changing, and can this overwhelmingly pro-Russian referendum in Crimea, along with the presence of Russian troops there, reverse a half century of history? We spoke with Nina Khrushcheva, professor of international affairs at the New School in New York, and Ukrainian politician Oleh Rybachuk, former deputy prime minister in Kiev, where he says the people of Ukraine today are collectively saying, what now?
I've just met in my office first refugees from Crimea. They just packed into ours, came here, and I was mostly preoccupied with their status because they honestly don't know to do whom to call. They don't understand what's going on. They clearly expected this so-called referendum was predictable. So the society is, I would say, in shocked and waiting position.
Nina Khrushcheva, you are the great-granddaughter of Nikita Khrushchev, who actually changed the map, putting Crimea in the Ukrainian sort of domain. What do you think this represents, this referendum over the weekend?
Well, first of all, if I may correct, you called Nikita Khrushchev dictator. Stalin was dictator. Nikita Khrushchev was a communist, authoritarian, or autocrat. I think what it represents is that Vladimir Putin would like to take over parts of the former Soviet Union that he thinks he can possess. And Crimea seemed to be the easiest part that he could take. But you already had this precedent in Georgia in 2008. There were two other parts taken out of Georgia, Abkhazia and South Ossetia. And now it is Crimea. There are areas in Moldova, another republic. Really what he's trying to do is that what people like Nikita Khrushchev, who was not a dictator but an autocrat, and tried to decentralize the communist monolith as much as he could in the Soviet times.
Let's talk about that distinction.
Wants to take it back.
Do you think Putin fancies himself more of a dictator like Joseph Stalin or more of a communist autocrat like your great-grandfather?
I think Putin fancies himself as the savior of the Russian people. I don't think he has a particular model in mind that is just one Joseph Stalin. I think what is really very important to understand about him, he sees himself as those imperial uniters of the Russian past. First it was Ivan the Terrible, Peter the Great, Joseph Stalin, those with a strong hand added to the Russian greatness. He really feels that he is the great Russian leader.
Oleh Rybachuk in Kiev, do you think the people of Ukraine now expect that Putin will ask the Duma in Moscow to confirm this vote? And that if there are no sanctions coming from the West, what would be the reaction in Kiev?
Well, sanctions are there, and I can't imagine how the world may swallow this, because this is the challenge to the global security system. I just came from Strasbourg, where I was addressing European parliaments and talking to EU about their soft power, about the role of European Union, and the purpose of other countries like Ukraine signing agreements and going on their way to reforms, if there is one guy who will show to the rest of the world that this is all irrelevant. So this is really a global challenge, and we can't pretend that this is a minor, because if you look at the map, we will realize this. As for the Putin's next steps, we have to admit that Putin is now disappointed. He wanted to be a peacekeeper where he will bring a Russian peace keepers at the request of fighting Ukrainians. He expected to have civil war provoked in Ukraine and conflict between Russian-speaking Ukrainians and actually Ukrainian-speaking Ukrainians, which did not happen. He wanted to see the whole country in the middle of that crisis. Therefore, thousands of Russian tourists now try to provoke conflicts in southern and eastern Ukraine, but they are not to the scale where Putin can say that the country is on the edge of civil war. This is not happening.
Former Deputy Prime Minister of the Ukraine, Oleh Rybachuk, speaking from Kiev. Finally, before we go, Nina Khrushcheva, great-granddaughter of Nikita Khrushchev, professor of international affairs at the New School in New York. Do you think that the people of Crimea have handed Vladimir Putin a problem or a gift here? And is there anything that the international community can do about it?
I think eventually it's going to be a problem, if not very soon, because, first of all, I agree with Mr. Rybachuk that Putin didn't expect the outcome of this, not so much even that he couldn't create a real civil war, but also he did not expect the outcry of an international community because he really is very quickly becoming an international pariah. So very soon, Crimea would become a problem. He got himself a little territory, but at the same time, he may have lost Ukraine or influence in world affairs. So that is one point. And another point is that I think Crimeans very soon would understand that they were opting with their 97% voting for him. They were opting to be part of the great country. But if Russia is not a great country anymore, but an international pariah, what it is were they voting for?
Nina Khrushcheva, great-granddaughter of Nikita Khrushchev, professor of international affairs at the New School in New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Also, our thanks to Ukrainian politician Oleg Rybachuk, speaking from Kiev. What do you think? Is Crimea back home, if not in the USSR, then in Russia as a result of this vote over the weekend, 97% voting to go with Russia on this question? Some immediate sanctions have already been imposed selectively on Russian officials and some institutions. The question of recognizing this Crimean vote remains open. The West has pledged no recognition. Russia has yet to officially move. And so far, the details of any possible handover of Crimea to Russia that would involve discussion of water, electricity, and other energy systems, all those details have yet to be worked out. There haven't even been discussions between the two. What do you think? Should there be a Western response? Roman from Brooklyn told us that Crimea's vote pushes the region farther from Europe and closer to Russia. No one wants to live under Putin's Russia, Roman says. You can reach us at thetakeaway.org or call us with your reaction at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Follow us on Twitter at The Takeaway, all one word, at The Takeaway. Later in the hour, we'll be examining violence against young children and the state of child welfare in Florida. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.